Good evening, everyone. This is Diamonds Forever, 30-minute worldwide news update and intel with Captain and Company. This is May 9th at Thursday, 2013. This is Elizabeth, and me and Amethyst is here, our guest news lady tonight. Captain is unable. He may come in. I don't know. I haven't been able to get a hold of him today, but Judy is not feeling well today. So me and you, Amethyst, so let's take it away. All right. Got a kind of a mixture of variety. Oh, darn. Sorry, you guys. There's water leaking on my stuff. I need to get out of the way of the hazard. We won't have no news tonight. Okay. We got a variety tonight of news. Let me just start with our preliminaries like we always do. If anybody ever has any news they want to share on Thursday night, they can do it themselves or they can send us the story at diamonds with an S forever 31 at yahoo.com. If you ever want to communicate, go ahead and email there. Our next call, Diamonds Forever, 2 to 3 hour call is Saturday, May 11th, this coming Saturday, 1 p.m. Central. You have the same phone number you dialed in, same PIN number. And you can go to the recorded line. We did record some of the excerpts of the Citizens Hearing UFO disclosure of that whole week worth of last week in Washington, D.C. And you go to the recorded line, which is 209-255-1099. And the first one is like 2.5 hours of recording. That's reference 44. And then I did record a new one, reference 45, which has that 17-minute anonymous man that is a phenomenal testimony that he's on his deathbed. But I say he's not going to die. That's just me. The reference 44, there is 3 recordings on that. So when one ends, wait for it, and there will be another one that starts. Okay. And then from 1 through 43 are our Diamond Forever Saturday calls recorded and our news calls recorded. All right, here we go. I'm going to start with a little little excerpt. Probably everybody's heard this. This was one of the bad boys. We'll just paint a little picture of the crumbling in the bad boy world. This is a 2-minute video with George W. Bush has a slip of tongue and almost says the Boston bombs were a conspiracy. Anyway, listen to this.
You went back to 9/11 when you heard it. I was deeply concerned that this could have been.
Here we go.
Thank you so much, David. I'm back here in Dallas. We're at the George W. Bush Library, and he and Mrs. Bush are going to weigh in on the news and their lives in private.
Watch the former U.S. President George W. Bush making a slip of the tongue and almost say that the Boston Marathon bombings were a conspiracy while being interviewed by ABC News anchor Diane Sawyer for the inauguration of his presidential library. Notice how visibly uncomfortable his wife Laura Bush becomes.
President, I do want to get right to the news of this week.
Sure.
For so many Americans, the terrorism in Boston.
Yeah.
Many people have wondered if it took you right back to 9/11 when you heard it.
Well, at first, I was deeply concerned that there might have been a organized plot. I don't know all the facts. I don't think we all know all the facts, but I was deeply concerned that this could have been... highly organized attack on the country. And it still may be. I don't know the facts. But I do know that it's really hard to protect the homeland. I mean, those who want to do harm only have to be right one time. And we have to be right 100%. Highly organized attack on the country.
Okay, there you hear it. He almost said another conspiracy. This was the uncut version, and they did cut it to play it on TV. So this tells me here that there's some good guys within the media that needs that is leaking this. So that's a good sign. The media is crumbling and the bad boys. Okay. Let me do another story, and then we'll go to Amethyst here. Sorry, it's a little slow tonight, this computer here. Come on.
Okay, I'm going to give some information from Cobra, Portal 2012. I subscribed to his blog. I got it today, and he was saying that because of the increasing violence in the Middle East, particularly with regard to Syria, said the dark cabal will make a serious mistake. Not his exact work, I'm paraphrasing here, but it will be a serious mistake to them if they try to escalate things any further, because even though that they are not planning to do this, to do the event, announcements and so forth, and they'll be croaking until later in the month or maybe next month. If the violence in the Middle East continues to escalate, they said the resistance movement, the light workers, the light, all the people of the light in the Galactic Federation, they will take steps to make this happen a lot sooner if the violence continues to escalate. So,
okay,
the deadline was May the 25th. Thing for the, waiting for that. A portal is supposed to open and then to allow the Galactics to come down and make a final sweep of all the directly the top members and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and all that.
So, thank you, Amethyst.
Okay, back to you.
Okay, thanks. There's not a lot of news this week, but we're scraping what we can here. On the mainstream media, and we know that's a lot of propaganda, but there was a story yesterday on mainstream media, and they've spun it like this. Queen Elizabeth and her son Charles were all dressed up, and they went to face their parliamentary annual speech. But anyway, they prompt the story as, what the Queen says, is that signs for the Queen doing something to come soon? So they spun the story of maybe the Queen, they didn't say stepping down, but maybe the Queen is getting too old and she is going to step down. They didn't say those words, though. They just gave signs throughout what she said in her speech, and that Charles was with her dressed up, and Camilla was there, and they've usurped the throne, too. And then also they said that Charles, her son, was going to attend something, I think it was this week, that Queen Elizabeth always has. But for the very first time, she's not going to go to that, attend that special thing that she does annually. Instead, Charles will. So there's that on the front. And then I do have just a little blip of a story from regarding the Citizens Hearing UFO Disclosure media. The New York Times. There's a story of the New York Times that came out, and basically, you know, it's talking about the citizens hearing and everything. And actually, the spin, they did not spin it. They just told facts. They didn't put anything in there like, oh my God, it's all weird stuff, or, you know, these people are crazy that believe in UFOs. So that's another good sign too, I think. Back to you, Amethyst.
Okay, also, there was a very lengthy article on Nasara News today, and I copied the link to it, Veritas Sweden, something, something, and it was about info on the event. It was very long. Much of the info came from the first part of this year. It was very interesting. I read it all earlier. If you would like the link to it, it tells about what to expect, what to happen, what's the order in which things are going to happen with this, with the announcements, the cloaking so far, for so on, first contact, and then distribution of funds, all that. So it's quite interesting. I don't agree with everything it said, but anyway, very interesting. If you would like the link to that, I don't know that it's still posted on the SAR News. If you'd like the link to that, to that article
email
about the event, send me an email and just put event in the subject line. My number, my email is A-N as in Nancy, D as in dog, A as in Alice, L is in Lima, U is in uniform, S is in Sam, I is in indigo, A is in apple, N is in November, and delusion 895 at gmail.com. Also, with reference to the citizens hearing on disclosure, that about 17-minute video of that man anonymous talking about his experiences out with Area 51. I did a transcript of that just yesterday.
Okay.
I hand wrote it down. I have not typed it yet. But if you would like a transcript of that interview, send me your email and name to and put in the subject line transcript. And when I get it right, it may take me a few days because I've got to go to the library to do things out because I don't have a computer at home. And it may take me a few days, but as soon as I can get that done, I'll get it out to anyone who wants it. So
that's awesome, Amethyst. You know, that would go down in the history books if people are collecting their history to show their grandchildren.
I think that would be a good idea to give out to people who cannot, who could not watch the citizens hearing on disclosure, who don't have computers or whatever, or people that are people, if you know somebody that's deaf and, you know, needs a written transcript. So let's see, there to get it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. All right, next story I found on, I'm going to let you listen to excerpt. It's pretty interesting, and I have the link if you can't find it. This is a guy named Julian Wells, and this update was on 5/6/13 with Chris Hayes. I'll just read a little bit what it's about. It's on our Galactic Friends subject and the energies. Let me just read this. I listened to this Julian update yesterday while driving to Hilo. Lots of interesting information here. Chris Hales is the interviewer, but I view him as much more than that, as he contributes to Julian's message coming out. Here we accept the invitation of our steadfast and sincere galactic friends who have been waiting in the wings for millennia to reveal themselves to us and gently guide us through the next phase of our evolution as human beings. Julian is a young man. Chris is interviewing him, and there actually was another update today. So I'll just give an excerpt here, and you can follow. He's a young man who can see energies and feel energies.
Wow.
And yeah, and as we know, and if you don't know, every single thing on this earth, even us, is energy. And even though it may feel like solid mass, it is energy and vibration and more. So let me just play this excerpt, and here we go. I'm starting it towards in the middle, and they're talking about our galactic brothers and sisters here.
Family, it could be direct contact or whatever. I may have direct contact.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big step forward, and it's all galactic societies doing the push for that.
This is the start of their sort of final push, the final campaign to actually get disclosure.
Well, I don't know if I can describe it like that. It's always been this campaign, but you know, they've always been trying to figure it out. Remember how I was discussing they're talking about it from multiple vital points of view?
Yes, seemed to be great controversy.
That's mostly figured out at this point. And it's going to be a try-it-as-you-go situation. So that's why they're considering such things as this Friday with the high-risk factor. They're just going to see if they can do it. They're going to see what they can do.
Things are definitely
so
coming.
You're talking about decloaking on Friday of the
system here. Crossroads. In regards to what they've been willing to do in the past, but through their unity, they're going to support each actual engagement. There's not going to be, like, joyriding.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, like, real serious, logistically arranged and organized stuff. So I don't know if that means, you know, everybody in the city is going to see it, but they're going to start doing stuff. So I'm like, I got to get a better camera.
Yep.
You know?
Yep, do that. Make sure it's charged up. Make sure it's with you.
Yeah. I would recommend, you know, keeping a camera in your car, like in a glove compartment or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a zoom lens, and if you got that. I mean, camera phones are going to be real shoddy under these circumstances, but of course, you know, that's all you guys, what you've got.
Yep.
Nowadays, that's kind of what people have. There was this system in place that the Cabal had to manipulate our cell phones into not allowing, you know, photography to work and things
yep.
like this.
Yep.
They went through something where they shut all that down. They had some kind of operation to say that the harvesting of people's phones is supposed to be over now. Now, that was the control scheme. The actual ISPs or cellular service networks themselves, I can't say if they have the ability or not, but the actual whatever secret op group that was gathering and manipulating, they're somehow taken care of.
That's really good news, actually.
It is, and I wasn't even totally aware of the extent of it until they told me what they can do with your phones.
I can pretty much use phones for anything. You know, they can turn on the microphone, turn on the camera, listen, watch.
Yep. Yeah, they could also kill your battery, too.
Really?
Yeah, they could just make your battery die. it'll be really, really hot, and then it'll just, you won't even be able to recharge it, really. It'll, like, last only a couple moments after they've done this thing. It's software-based, some kind of malicious programming or something.
Well, if I've got that, it has to be. Does that destroy the camera or just the phone?
Just the battery, yep. So even if you charge it, it might only work while it's actually plugged into something.
But you can replace the battery.
That
has to be something built into the hardware. You can't just do that. What else is coming out about what the new guys are up to?
June is going to be really big. If you think May is going to be interesting, June... is really when it's going to be a global phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling you this stuff because they want me to tell you this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So expect, you know, no one to be oblivious to their existence by some point in June.
What's even better news? That's getting down to the really serious end of things. If you're saying, you know, expect no one to be oblivious of it.
Yep.
Okay, that's an excerpt, and there's more, and it's really good. This is probably half an hour or more long, and we'll play a lot of it more. Whoops, I can hear you, Amethyst. Can you mute out a minute? And then I'll bring you. We're going to play a longer excerpt of that on Saturday's call. Let me give the link to that, and... right here. So this was actually I found this link on Calliope's blog. And I do have the link if you want to email the Diamonds Forever 31@yahoo.com. I can send that to you. But you can find that on Calliope's blog. It's labeled Julian Wells Update 5613. And Calliope is KAUILAPELE'S blog. It's a Hawaiian guy. Okay. And then, did you have another story, Amethyst?
Okay, I just briefly wanted to mention this disciple and student of Nikola Tesla. You may have heard about him. He was a brilliant scientist in the 19th century who discovered free energy and how it can work and had his inventions not been suppressed and then later destroyed by the dark agenda, the energy barons and all, and the bankers. We would all be enjoying free energy now. But his name is Eric Dollard. I found his story on the Internet. Someone sent me his story, emailed it to me. and it's absolutely fascinating. He is living in the desert out in California. All the laboratories that he had built in his lifetime and doing the research that he had done were destroyed by the dark agenda because he was a serious threat to them, because he discovered the secrets to free energy, Nikola Tesla's real secrets, including the fact that Albert Einstein, the so-called genius, was a complete fraud. His theory of relativity has been disproven a number of times, and Eric Dollard also disproved it, and as well as disproving the theory of the so-called Big Bang creationism theory. That's a bunch of hogwash as well, he discovered through his things. But through the publicity that he has gotten, that his story has gotten on the Internet, and I sent out, when I got his story, I read it, was fascinated by it, sent it out to other people, and now I found a website of his that somebody has put up under his name, ericdollard.com. And he has now had gotten a lot of friends, people who have donated money and materials to help him start. They have started building him a new lab out there. And so he is just, I guess, absolutely, of course, he's flabbergasted and absolutely just tickled pink. It's a fascinating story. If you have not heard about it, if you would like to know, I would encourage you to send me an email again at andalusion, A-N-D-A-L-U-S, as in Sam, ian895@gmail.com, and just put Eric in the subject line. I will email you the story of Eric Dollard. It's quite fascinating and most interesting. His work is extremely important. It's important for the freedom of all humanity and our well-being. Because once this is free energy is released and freely available without any interference from the dark ones, then we will not have to be slaves to the oil and the utility companies anymore. So,
well, thank you for that, Amethyst.
I got to tell you all this. I was touched by his story, you know, because they said the last time that they destroyed his lab, and I don't know when this was, no time I was given, and the last time they came and destroyed his lab and everything, they even took his pet dog away from him. That is absolutely abominable. So I wrote him a letter after that. There is an address where you can write to him. This is in the story about him and near the end of it. So I wrote him a letter, and yesterday I got a postcard back from him.
Aww.
Yeah. So,
and what did the postcard say? What did he say in the postcard?
Oh, he didn't write anything. He just put his return address on it. Didn't really much space. He just put his name and his return address on it. Yeah.
Oh, that's sure beautiful.
The mountains in the California desert called the Alabama Hills. Yeah.
Well, that's neat. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And yes. And we'll end this tonight. The half an hour is over already, you guys. Do you believe it? I'll end with this and just a summation of the week and what we're going into and encouragement of the crumbling old paradigm and the standing up of the paradigm shift coming your way. It's here already, guys. Okay, this is from OracleReport.com, Wednesday, May 1st. And I'll read the extended version on Saturday, but I'll read a paragraph here. Just encourage you what's going on in our lives, and everywhere in this whole wide world through eternity. It's labeled just a minute. Can you mute out, please, Amethyst, please?
Oh, okay. Sorry, I forgot.
Disseminating moon phase, moon in Capricorn / Aquarius. While a purging of grief and breakdown of old, restrictive beliefs and systems is underway, simultaneously, beams of energy are being sent in to not only support, but also replenish the structure as a whole. WHOLE. This goes for everything, the world at large and ourselves as individuals. Picture it this way. An implosion is underway inside of us, and energetic pieces are flying off. But at the precise moment a piece leaves, a beam of light is shot into the area. The beam of light is raw energy. Its nature is highly refined, and it fills in the spaces. It also activates the DNA of the body to harmonize or resonate at vaster levels. It's the pure energy of creation that is being sent to us and the goddess and embodied as the planet by her fellow divine beings in the galactic center. The purpose of this is not only to sustain the Earth and us while drastic changes in the collective of humanity are performed, but also to provide an opportunity for something truly magnificent to transpire and make the collective of humanity much better than it was before. On the individual level, this means that energetically, we are the butterfly emerging from a cocoon, and pieces of us are being left behind because we are changing form. And I'll end it there. So thank you for joining our half an hour worldwide news update and intel with Captain and Company. But let me stop the recording, and you guys, it's your turn to share if you have anything to share or questions. And we'll see you on Saturday, hopefully, May 11th, a couple days from now. Otherwise, our next Thursday show will be, I don't know the date, so not next Thursday, not the next Thursday after May 9th, but the Thursday after. Two Thursdays after May 9th, we'll put it that way. Thank you. I'll be right back.